Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpets sound. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It's 24 January 2023. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. You're in for a special treat tonight. It's a brand new guest for me tonight. I've heard him on a couple other broadcasts. I was impressed with the gentleman's intelligence and his information. We're going to let him share some things with you tonight. His name is Jamie Walden. He is an ex-Marine. He was in the Marine Corps for 4 years, came out as a sergeant, same rank I did in the Air Force. And he's going to share some things that happened on January 6th. Before we go to Jamie, though, make mention again, for the rest of this month, which is all that much longer, if you want to get in on getting the last two remaining of our seminars, we have just two out of seven left, several copies of them, and we just don't get them out here for postage because I don't want to see them just laid aside and forgotten about, folks. They were too important seminars just laid aside. The one in America's Zombie Nation, Mind-Controlled Slaves, and I didn't realize how relevant that would be today, years later. I had no idea. But we have people in there that really done a great job, including Catherine Albrecht and Dave Von Kleist and Charlotte Isabin, Russ Dizdar, and Dr. Nick Bajic, and Carl Sanders and George Riley was all there. And one where I preached a message entitled Broken Era, A Cry for Deliverance. Now, I'm a Vietnam era vet, and I know what broken era meant in the code. That means you were down to nothing. Come and get us out, or we're finished. That's why I entitled the message, Broken Era. And that message is more relevant today than it was when I made this 10, 15 years ago. We have guests like Greg Evenson, who's no longer with us. Michael McCarvage, Pastor James Manning, Michael Bray. I mean, we have people here, folks, that are no longer here to speak for themselves, but they were here to share the information with us then. Both of these delivered to your door for $10. And I would give them away if I could afford the postage on them. But postage between by a packed envelope and paste by the pack them and get them out of here is about $10. So if you want to receive two fantastic seminars, both of them about 8 hours long, if you want to see how relevant the messages were then, but how much more relevant they are today, then you got to get a copy of these, and they're not copyrighted. Make all the copies you want of them. But if you want more than just two of them, you let me know, and I'll make you a good deal on 10 or 15 of them. Man, just let me know what you want. We'll make you a good deal because we don't want to see them go to waste. 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. Tell Lisa what they are, two for 10. But you want to do more, you let her know how many more, and she'll get a hold of me, and I'll find out what we can do to give them to you at a really discounted price, because we want you to have them passed out to your friends and your family. If you have somebody that's open-minded enough to know the truth, to believe the truth, to see the truth, what a fantastic gift you'll give them when they go back that far in the past and compare it to what's happening today, my friends, you'll just be surprised. And the message, like I said, I preached on broken era. I cannot even begin to describe how much worse it's gotten since then. And I still cry, dear Lord, broken era, send deliverance. We are in a hell of a mess in this country. Simply because, and mainly because, and almost totally because, the church in America decided to wait on the rapture and believe once you're saved, then go back to hell and go to heaven. That's what's happened to America. No compromise, all grace, no law, which will destroy a country faster than anything else. But it's available, folks. Just let us know if you want them, okay? Just call and ask for them. And if you want to receive a copy of February's Minuteman magazine via email, no charge, you email me. Because we're going to put the magazine out this week to Texas. It'll be going out the following week via email. Anybody wants it, no charge. Folks, these things are always 50 to 60 to 70 pages long. And they're packed full of hard copy information. All you have to do is email me at PastorButch@startmail.com. PastorButch@start, like you start a car. PastorButch@startmail.com. Say, I want on the mailing list. You're not disappointed. All I ask you to do is pass it on to everybody in your mailing list. Once you get it, pass it on. People are emailing us and telling us how much you appreciate from all over the country and around the world. This is my opinion. Of course, my opinion about $5, buy a cup of coffee somewhere. But nonetheless, my opinion, it's the best magazine out there. It's the best out there. It's called the Minuteman Magazine. You want a copy? If you like it, keep on the list. If not, say, take me off. We'll take you off. There's nothing to lose. Matter of fact, I'm going to see Jamie tonight. Our guest wants to get on this to join us on this mailing list of the Minuteman Magazine. I think you'd like it too. Jamie, you there?
Yeah, I'm here, brother. Thanks for having me on tonight.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Very much more than welcome. It's just good to have somebody on that can see through this veil. And Jamie, I think you're much younger than I am. But I think probably you went through some of the same growth stages that I have. Seeing what's happened to our country and realizing who we are biblically in the end times. I know this has got to be heavy in your heart. But before we get started on all we want to talk about, tell the folks a little bit about Jamie Walden. Who are you? Where'd you come from? What do you do? And how'd you get involved in all this?
Yeah, absolutely, brother. Yeah, so obviously my name's Jamie Walden. I have a ministry called Omega Dynamics, equipping a warrior class of Christians for the days ahead. And also currently running a camp, a family camp and resiliency training center out here in Colorado, outside of Durango, Colorado, called the Calico Buffalo Base Camp. You can visit that website at calicobuffalobasecamp.com. And so, I have a background in Marine Corps infantry as a sergeant in the Marine Corps infantry, took Baghdad, did that thing back in 03, and did the college thing, worked with the U.S. Marshals for a little stint, was a police officer for a little while, switched over to becoming a paramedic and ended up doing fire EMS for a little while. So I was a firefighter and paramedic, did some tactical EMS and disaster response stuff, started deploying around the world doing disaster response, went back to Iraq in 2014 when our Christian brothers and sisters were being beheaded for the message of the cross, and just went over there freelance and said, where can I buy it? You know, showed up on an airplane and with the blessing of my wife and children and by the prompting of the Holy Spirit, went over there on a one-way ticket and said, where can I buy an AK and where are the Christians at? I'm here to protect them. And so that was in 2014. I went back over there, came back, ended up the Lord called us to liquidate our reality and follow him wherever he would lead. And we were missionaries in the Dominican Republic for a couple years and got fired from being a missionary, which is crazy, right? Because you're self-supported, because I made the other American missionaries feel uncomfortable about their walk with the Lord. For real, they actually fired me for insubordination because they kept telling me to quit talking about Jesus so much. It made the other American missionaries feel insecure. So it was on returning from the States that the Lord prompted me to write the book.
Why were they there?
it's insane. So this is the context for the burden that I now have. So this is all of this is relevant to the Lord leading me into this just unbridled, well, I don't say that, right? Meekness is a warhorse bridled. So I am bridled by the Holy Spirit and by the Lord by his word, but an insatiable zeal for the authentic body of Christ, for those with ears to hear. And see, here's a mistake I made early on in my walk, brother, was I was trying to drag the lukewarm, apostate, Nicolaitan, Jezebel-worshipping jokers kicking and screaming into a kingdom reality they wanted nothing to do with. And it was actually in a fast when I'm like, Lord, why am I beating my head against the wall? Lord, why am I beating my head against the wall? And the Lord actually rebuked me, and he said, son, I said those with ears to hear, let them hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. You are casting your pearl before the swine, and you are not giving my servants their food at their proper time. My servants, not the ones you think are my servants because they use my name, because they're in the mission field, because they're on church leadership teams, and because they do X, Y, Z in ministry, but the authentic body of Christ, like the Malachi 3, who those who feared the Lord were found talking with one another, and the Lord heard and the Lord listened, and a scroll of remembrance was written in his presence concerning those who feared him and who revered his name. He says, those ones, those are the ones that are going to make up my treasured possession, and I'm about ready to start making distinctions again. See, the wheat and the tares have been growing up together for far too long. The sheep and the goats, the light and the darkness, those who swear by both Moloch and the Lord out from both corners of their mouth. And Lord says, he says in Malachi 3, I'm about ready to start distinguishing again. You better brace yourself. And the distinguishing factor is those who fear the Lord are found talking with one another. That's what you and I are doing right here tonight.
Amen.
Brother.
Amen.
You know, and you mentioned Greg Evenson and Russ Dizdar. Those are the guys that, you know, as a young man in my early 30s, like that I just cut my teeth on and started breaking me out of this Neo-Babylonian blindness, right? This suffocating apostate, you know, Laodicean church spirituality. And I remember it was actually when everything started changing in my life was I felt the burden to go out to Bozeman, Montana for a conference that Steve Quill was hosting and to meet with Greg Evenson. And then after that, it was with Russ Dizdar, you know, driving across the country like, who's this Russ Dizdar? What's this Black Awakening? This is insane, right? And then by God's grace, it ended up being 5-6 years later where I'm getting to actually share a stage with Russ and speak to the body of Christ. So that's kind of, you know, brings us up to speed, I guess, to who I am and why I'm doing what I'm doing. It's because I've gotten a peek behind the veil, and the lateness of the hour could never be overstated. The mystery Babylon American apostate mentality is paving the way for all manner of lawlessness, both seen and unseen, to break into our corporate reality. So that's
Amen.
Where I'm at, brother.
Amen. Amen and amen. Now, you know, you told me your age, you were 40-something years old. I don't remember exactly.
Yeah, I'm 41 now, so, yeah.
I started on the radio this March, the month after next, will make me 30 years in the radio. So I was 44 years old when I started on the radio, just a few years older than you are.
Yeah, praise the Lord.
Yeah, the Lord's been good to me. He has. He truly has. And I've been blessed with some of the most fantastic listeners, and I call them family members because if they listen to me, they have to love the Lord because I'm not a good speaker. I don't pull any punches because I can't. And I try to warn them to get their life together like you are because this nation's already into hell, and it's going to get a hell of a lot worse. And I don't mean that in a Christian way. I mean in a biblical way. It's going to get a whole lot worse.
Absolutely.
We haven't seen anything yet. God's judgment started. But the sad part of it is, my brother, that the ones who should be warning the people have no idea this judgment started. They're waiting for the rapture. They're waiting, you know, they believe once they go to the altar and pray, they're saved forever. They live like hell and go to heaven. They destroy this nation because of the lukewarmness, their apathy. They destroy this nation. They destroy their children's futures. And it makes me angry.
Yeah,
and I don't apologize for it.
You know what, Pastor Butch? You know what the central theme of the spirit of the end times is? I speak to this all the time when I'm on the air. The central theme is not the astral catastrophism. That's significant, right? It's not the crustal place displacement. It's not the transhumanism, right? All these things are relevant. The genetic manipulation of the created image of God through all these machinations of the global elite, through the principalities and spiritual wickedness in high places. But the central theme of the entire spirit of the age, of the last church age, is faulty self-actualization of the Christians. Look at it, ladies and gents. 2 Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians, 1 Peter, 2 Peter, First John, Revelation, obviously, right? Second Timothy 3, Second Timothy 4. When you look at it, the central theme is the apostasy and the faulty self-actualizations of the claimants of Christ Jesus. It says many, 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 many. Circle it every time where you see it in your word. Many will be deceived. Many will abandon the faith. They will not tolerate sound doctrine. The way of truth will come into disrepute. They will devote themselves to the doctrines of demons. They Amen. Will have the form of godliness, but deny the power thereof. They'll be lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. They'll be lovers of selves, right? Proud, boastful, arrogant, abusive, conceited, rash. It goes on and on. They will always be learning and never able to come to an understanding of the truth. And you know what their haughty, arrogant utterances before a holy God is? I'm wealthy and in need of nothing. I'll never be a widow. I'll never see shame. And so faulty self-actualization is the singular thread that intertwines the lateness of the hour. And that's what we see going on right now in real time with Western churchianity and evangelifish ilk.
Well, that's the same one that Christ mentioned in Matthew chapter 7. You cried, Lord, Lord, we've done many works in your name. We've healed the sick. We raised the dead. We fed the poor. And Christ said, I never knew you. Depart from me. That means, let's face it, they're building mega churches. I mean, these people are really prospering in the way of church building and crowd gathering. They're doing a fantastic job with that. They're attracting more people in one service than I could probably draw in 5 years. But that's because they're calling men to have themselves feel good. They want them to dance around, sing a little bit, and go home with their spiritual high for the week. But that isn't what the Bible tells us to do. The Bible says pick up a sword and go to war, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And here's where I look at it now with the lateness of the hour is, you know, we tend to keep perpetually dealing with people as if they're ignorant, even the church, right, in the church body. And even like as I'm a pastor too, I pastor a church now here in Colorado. Obviously, you're a pastor and like, you know, you're always trying to deal with people as if it's just an ignorance issue or a maturation issue that if you knowledge it enough or if you love it enough or if you forbear it enough or patient enough or truth it enough, it's going to break from the darkness and the scales are going to fall from their eyes. But here's what the Lord put into my spirit about a year ago. He said, you keep dealing with my people as if they're ignorant, Jamie. They are not ignorant. They are delusional.
Amen.
And I gave them the delusion. You are fighting against me. Stop. And I like the Lord gave me that just very blunt.
That had to hurt.
Oh, it did. Well, actually, it was freeing because it's like, man, I'm free to just advance the kingdom. And whoever gets in, gets in. Whoever follows. It doesn't matter. And it's like you cannot knowledge somebody who's delusional. Somebody who's ignorant, you can knowledge. But somebody who's delusional, I know this in law enforcement. I worked on the streets for 15 years, all kinds of different things. You do not deal with a delusional person the way you deal with an ignorant person. They can't be rationalized with. The unique qualifier of somebody who's delusional is that they are self-deceived. Look at, I think it's 2 Peter 3. They deliberately forget that the same God who judged the earth with a deluge is coming to judge a game of fire. Romans 1, right? How about that? It's like knowing God, yes, they neither glorified him nor gave him thanks. Yes. They know. How about 2 Thessalonians 2? Because they loved not the truth, God sends them a strong delusion. It's like it's not that they don't know the truth. They just don't love it. It's not that they don't know the truth. They just bring it into disrepute and they won't tolerate sound doctrine. It's not that they know God. They just won't glorify him or give him thanks. These are letters written to the churches, beloved. It's not talking about the unbelieving world. 2 Timothy 3 and 2 Timothy 4, 1 Peter 1, 1 Peter 2, I mean 2 Peter, it's like they are not written to the unbelieving world. It's saying, mark my words, this is what you can expect. Listen, above all, you must know this. In the end, they're going to come mocking and scoffing, denying the very God who bought them, right? Like it speaks over and over and over again to this delusional posture of the Nicolaitan Jezebel worshiping apostate church. And when I look at 2 Thessalonians 2, people always go, how, when do you think the end times are going to come? Or when do you think the tribulation is going to kick off? And I'm like, listen, I think it's right at the door. And here's why. Because it says the man of lawlessness, so the Antichrist himself, right, the man of perdition, the embodiment of lawlessness, cannot be revealed until the great apostasia occurs first, the great lawlessness of the church. Apostasia is an official revolt or defection from a religious dogma that you once held to be true. The church becomes lawless first, therefore the man of lawlessness himself can arrive on the scene. And so I go, I don't know. I think it's right at the door, because the sifting is occurring in real time, and there are so few that have counted the cost of being all in for Christ Jesus, their true and better warrior king.
Amen.
There are so few that have counted the cost that they – because they know and understand the glory. They know and understand the hope of the resurrection. They know and understand the inheritance and that they will be heirs and co-heirs with Christ Jesus. They know and understand the sufficiency of the presence of God as their Levitical royal priesthood allotment in life. They so know their God that they've counted the cost and say, it's nothing compared to the glory that's going to be revealed. And they're all in. There's so few. If Corona taught us anything, it was that 98% of professing Christians do not want God for who he is. They want the world and the things of the world. They want the validation of men. They want the esteem of men. They want the validation of their coworkers. They want the validation of their reprobate, unbelieving adult children. They will do anything to get the esteem of men, but they have no regard for the esteem of the Most High. That's a huge distinction that's being made.
In my opinion, the Corona phony virus was done exclusively, in my mind, to test the church, especially worldwide, but especially here in America. That was a test on them to see how they would follow God through Christ through faith or man through fear. And the church failed miserably. And I mean miserably failed this test. And there's no point pointing punch about that. If they failed beyond words, enough to discuss, I'm sure the Holy Spirit and God himself. And we haven't seen turn around yet. People are still walking in fear. I mean, wearing masks driving down the highway. I mean, how idiotic can they be? And I don't apologize for saying that any longer. I'm like you. If they get mad, they get mad. They crucify my Lord because he made them mad. So what should I expect anything different? I'm just tired of playing these games with these people to think that they can literally save themselves, this world, this nation, especially the whole world. But I live in America, Jamie. I wore the uniform of the U.S. Air Force, and I didn't disgrace it. I really thought I was doing a good thing. Now I realize I played like a sucker, like a fiddle. I realize that now. I lost friends in Nam for nothing, and I mean nothing, except to enrich some rich men even more.
Yes,
and I know that. These wars are all made up. These wars are all made up by man to make it more powerful, more controlling. But I realize now that I was played for a sucker. But now I'm angry. Not angry because of what the evil did. I'm angry at myself for being so cotton-picking foolish and believing these things. But I'm angry still at those who go to church. I wasn't a Christian then. But I'm angry at those who go to church and proclaim Christ, who hide themselves from the truth, who will not listen to the truth, who will not compromise to go along, get along. Let's face it, many churches, especially the Methodist Church, are now ordaining homosexuals. We see the church is now standing behind murdering children. We see children, they say we have churches with transgenders coming in and cross-dressers coming in reading books to the children in the church, and we think God's not angry?
Yeah, and here's the thing about that. I preached on that a while ago, and I had a guy stand up in the middle of church while I was preaching and say, "You're a false teacher." So you can imagine how I preach, right? And here's what I was saying was that God hates. In fact, he hates all kinds of things.
I just taught that top part of that my lesson this past weekend. I named off a number of things he hates.
Oh, did you really? Yeah.
Yes, I did. Go ahead.
And here's the thing that people don't understand is that It is the fear of the Lord to hate evil. It says the fear of the Lord is to hate wickedness.
That's right. Right.
And so when you remove the fear of the Lord, when you remove the fear of the Lord from every aspect of our spiritual walk and our spiritual paradigm, no wonder why the powers of darkness are eating our lunch every day. The opposite of love is not hate. The opposite of love is indifference. Indifference is the opposite of love. That's
good
why
point.
God says, woe to the complacent, woe to the complacent, woe to the complacent.
Good
oh, and
point.
By the way, you lukewarm, which is complacency, if you're lukewarm, you are hot vomit in my mouth and I'm going to spit you out. So like the opposite of love is not hate. The opposite of love is indifference. One of the highest forms of authentic love is to have a righteous indignation and a righteous hatred for that which comes against the object of your love. You know, and people just don't know and understand it. So this gets into
And by the way, Jamie, I want to add one thing that if you're a man and married to a lovely woman like I've been for 51 years, and on this earth, no other person more important than she is to me. And you're right. Somebody lays a hand on her, there's no negotiation. They're dead.
Yeah, I'm doing business with you because
that's right.
I love. I authentically love. Yeah. So that goes, well, God is love. You know, all this perversions, love wins, and all the gospel coalition, Southern Baptist Convention, social justice wokesters, you know, all these perversions of the purpose-driven life garbage that has so filled the church with the doctrines of demons, beloved.
Amen.
The doctrines of demons, it says, is clearly that we don't even understand what authentic love is. We are literally loving people to the death, and it's to death eternal because we leave them dead in their trespasses. Because ultimately, it is the fulfillment of the spirit of the age is that you are lovers of self. So when
Amen.
You self-love, you're always going to validate somebody else because you want to be validated back. You don't want to be scoffed, mocked, or reviled for the name of Christ. Oh, you just forsook that blessing. You don't want to be poor in spirit for Christ. Oh, you forsook that blessing. You know, you don't want to suffer unjustly because you're conscious of Christ. Oh, you just forfeited that commendation, that military medal pinned upon your chest for all of eternity. We have forfeited all the things of God because we are by and large lovers of self. But then we cloak it. Again, remember I said the number one characteristic of the spirit of the age is faulty self-actualization. We cloak it as if we're altruistic and virtuous in the way that we love, quote unquote, I'm doing air quotes, you can't see me, for Christ. And he's like, I never, ever in my wildest dreams would have asked you to do that or required to do that. You are so offensive to me, you're hot vomit in my mouth, and I'm going to spit you out.
Amen. Wow. We haven't even started on the topic tonight, but January 6th, folks, we'll get that after on the air, talk about January 6th and what happened there. I want him to get some insight on that because he was there, and he was even beat up by the cops a little bit. We'll discuss that after the break. But, you know, Jamie, again, I say this as I try to say it kindly, but I have to say it very strongly. We can't blame the White House, the State House, or the Courthouse. It's a church house. That was
Absolutely.
Put in charge. Matthew 28, we were told to go out, and I didn't say save souls, although that's part of it. I'm not saying that. I'm not belittling that at all. But he said go out and disciple the nations, teaching them whatever I command you. He said bring them the law first. Teach them the commandments. Then they'll know what grace is. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, without law, you don't need grace, do you?
Yep. Yeah, and that's why there's just been such a reductionism in the Christian church.
Amen.
And here's where we're at now. This is something I kind of take issue with is even the misplaced charismatic movement, the misplaced deliverance ministries, this misplaced zeal, right? It's always a misplaced zeal that's oftentimes emotionally predatory in its origin. And they keep blaming the devil.
Oh, amen. Hey, hang on to the break, Jamie. Hang on to the break. Don't lose your thought. Please, hang on to the break. Folks, by the break with your phone calls, as always. Wow. Great broadcast. Back in a little bit.
Satan's army roams the land. Souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the man of foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give the man a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention that Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents, the only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
And folks, don't forget, if you listen on this on Shortwave Night on 6115, you listen to me called Melody Seastrom with Discount Gold and Silver has made it possible. Without her, we wouldn't have been here on Shortwave. She made it possible for us. I'm sorry about the background phone going crazy. I don't know what that's been anyway. We'll get that taken care of in a minute. But anyway, the phone line's open now for phone calls at 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Now, being involved in this kind of conversation makes you feel a little bit puny at the stomach. You may not want to call in because we're not the kind of guys that you're going to want to fellowship with when it comes time to stand up for Christ and you're scared. I'm sorry, we can't be with you on that. You're going to make your own choice on that. That is not our call. If you want to call and talk to us, ask questions, share your thoughts, you're welcome to do so. Jamie, before we get into a lot more, we could talk for hours on this, but you were there January 6th. Now, I'm going to share this with you. This is on the air. I'm sure everybody listen. I didn't go January 6th, and I'm going to tell you why. I didn't see any hope in it. I learned earlier through a lot of heartaches and frustrations with the political system that you can't fix this problem by politics. It ain't going to happen. Trump was a big letdown, to say the least, and I'm just sharing from my heart. And the yes election, I know, is rigged. No doubt my mind is rigged. But we couldn't do anything really to change that unless we repent before God Almighty. And we haven't done that. The church has failed to even pay attention to this. So I didn't go because I didn't see any need in it as far as trying to change something. But you went. You went with good intentions. You and many, many people went with good intentions. What happened? Tell us very quickly. Take about 5 or 6 minutes here and tell us what you saw while you were there.
Yeah, it was, we went out. I went out there with three other brothers and we went out there to pray. That was the only reason, was to go and pray. I actually went out there to lay hands on that disgusting phallic Nimrodian worship symbol of the Washington Monument that's so venerated across from the occultic representation of the womb of Semiramis, the Queen of Heaven, Isis, Ishtar, Ishtarte, the Capitol building, right? That's, if people aren't familiar with why Washington, D.C., why is it called D.C.? Why is it called the District of Columbia? Who is Columbia, right? Like, if you don't know these things, then you don't understand why it is the political solution is absolutely hopeless. So we went out there literally to pray and intercede, and it was as good as opportunity as any. And so, anyways, I ended up being going before Trump got done speaking. You know, I've never believed in Trump. I've never put my hope in Trump. I'm well researched in certain different areas. Trump is an open Kabbalist. If anybody knows what the Kabbalists are, they are Canaanitic, Phoenician, Babylonian mystery school that only ever worship one deity, and that is Lucifer. If you pay attention to all Trump's language, and anybody who understands the mystery school talk of the different secret societies, it was in almost every speech he gave, Trump has only ever been working to one end, and that was to divide and conquer. That was his sole purpose for being in office. So sorry to burst anybody's hyper-patriotism, QAnon, you know, intelligence agency listening type of reality. I'm sorry. It's just the reality of what's going on. So we went out there to pray and intercede, and it ended up being at the front barricades on the steps of the mezzanine to the Capitol building, even before Trump was done speaking, and happened to bear witness to three busloads of Antifa guys pull up and be ushered to the front of the barricades by
A very quick question, Jamie, were those buses marked?
No, they were plain white. They would look like a Department of Correctional bus, but without any markings on them.
Okay, all right.
And they pulled up and they got off, and they looked like a bunch of jokers. Remember my background. I've been a tactical trainer all around the earth. I've trained people, I've trained militaries, I've trained other Marines, I've trained foreign entities, police officers, you name it. So I know what I'm looking at. And these guys got off in unison, and they spread out through the crowd, and I'm watching them because they're more important to me than what's going on, you know, with people singing and praising and worshiping, all the patriotic stuff that was going on right at the barricade on the front steps of the mezzanine to the Capitol building. And I'm watching these poor Capitol police officers were put out there as cannon fodder. They were absolutely hands down put out there to be hurt for the optics. It was all about optics. And I watched these Antifa ilks be led in by what is my informed speculation were different federal agencies, plainclothes federal agent officers, spread them out through the crowd. I watch them give a nod to one another, don gas masks. And as they're donning gas masks, I watch the command and control guy standing behind the riot control line. So it would have been what would be like an incident command for the Capitol police officers up on the steps. So I watch him, you know, talking into his mic, give a nod, speaking to his mic. And I watch all the Capitol police officers break ranks as the Antifa guys nod at one another and they push through the barricades. I mean, I watched it go down in real time.
Now, are you saying the cops were in on this also?
I'm saying not the cops, but definitely the command structure. Not the frontline Capitol Police. Those poor police officers, they were put out there to be hurt and murdered. They wanted the optics of a murder of a Capitol Police officer, but by God's grace, he restrained their attempts to do that. That's actually would be a longer story about they were attempting to stomp one to death, and I happened to grab him by his body armor and drag him back up to his own Capitol police officers and through their riot control lines. They were attempting to kill him for the optics, and I believe it was going to be a tit for tat. Antifa would, by their governmental handlers, were supposed to kill a Capitol police officer, so the Capitol police officers would fire on the crowd, and then the crowd would overwhelm the police officers, and you'd have your big bloodshed to justify more horrific government tyrannical overreach in every area. The whole thing was theater. The whole thing was theater from start to finish. And I say this as a primary source with the lenses to understand what I'm looking at. I watched it go down in real time. And it was, that's when I knew That's when I knew the country was done. The Lord had given it over. There's no national repentance.
Tell them what happened
there's
to you.
There's no revival. Revival is such an emotionally predatory word. You cannot have revival without repentance.
Amen.
You just can't. And so it dawned on me in that moment in time, I was devastated because I knew that this thing was done. And it was done because the church. Because the church are the ones that, within hours of watching CNN, right, Operation Mockingbird, say a mouthpiece of CNN, started bashing and distancing themselves from anybody who was at the January 6th. What they didn't see and what they didn't show you was 1.2 million people worshiping, praising, street preaching, families, kids, old men, old women, everywhere. The only thing they showed you was the agent provocateurs and the front lines who were paid to breach those buildings and allowed to breach those buildings. That's the only thing they let you see.
Tell them what happened to you. I don't want to interrupt you. This is great. Tell them what happened to you. I won't get to what happened to you when you were trying to help this cop.
I saw, I'm a police officer. I mean, I'm a former police officer. And so I understand their duties and their mission set, and I understand obedience to orders and what they're doing out there. They're doing their job. I mean, that's what they're paid to do, is protect the Capitol. And I watch these, and I say this unequivocally with 100% objective truth. They were Antifa. Nobody who was being violent that I saw was a quote-unquote Patriot MAGA dude or whatever. You know, it was so coordinated. And they snatched up one of these Capitol Police officers from the riot control line, and they dragged him into the middle of their scrum pile, anybody who's familiar with that word, and they started monkey stomping him, grabbing his badge and his radio and his personal protective gear. And they were stomping his face. And I knew what they were trying to do was get the comms and get a badge so that they could falsely identify themselves as a police officer and gain access, and they needed the blood. And so I saw this going on, and, you know, I'm still rough and tumble. I'm not that sanctified, right? Like, I still know how to throw blows and kind of worked my way through the melee and ended up grabbing this police officer through the back of his body armor and started dragging him up the few steps of the mezzanine to his riot control line, to his fellow officers. And luckily they were fighting over the radio and the badge, and I was able to snatch up the radio and snatch up the badge too at the same time. It was a mess. And so these Antifa guys started beating the snot out of me, and they were trying to get me to go unconscious. They were trying to knock me out, and I just covered my head and dragged this Capitol Police officer back up to his riot control lines, you know, a short distance. And of course, as I approach his control lines, what do all the other Capitol Police officers see? A guy with his hands on a police officer. So I'm getting hit from the Antifa on one side, and then the Capitol Police officers are just beating me down with their batons, right? Their extendable batons, and hit me with pepper spray and everything else. And so I'm yelling, I'm blue, I'm blue, I'm blue, like letting them know I'm friendly, like I'm trying to help this guy. And finally somebody recognized that I wasn't a threat, the Capitol Police, that I wasn't a threat, and I was trying to help. And they opened the gate, you know, as they say in these riot control lines, for me to drag their police officer back behind their lines to safety. And at that time, I gave the badge and I gave the radio to whoever was, you know, a part of their command structure at that section of their riot control line. And then they let me back through the line. And so if you can picture this, I know it's a strange picture. It sounds sensational. This is just what went down. Sorry. It's even sensational to talk about. So here it is we're on a mezzanine, right? So like a raised patio on all these steps going up to the Capitol building. So if you can picture it, I'm now standing with the Capitol Police officers online on this patio, looking all the way down at the obelisk, right? The phallic symbol of Nimrod, down to the Washington Monument, across the whole Washington Mall, and seeing it's flooded with 1.2 million people. And as I'm standing up now with the Capitol Police officers, it's about 5 or 8 steps down, another patio, and that's where all the violent, violent stuff was going on with the Antifa guys. It was this very small group of people, maybe 150 to 200 people, I don't know, somewhere around there. and they were surging like this demonic, like tantric surge of rage. And as I stood there, now I'm the only civilian standing up that high because of the riot police were doing their job at that time. And as I'm standing up there, two other of the brothers that I were out there with, one's a former Marine as well, too. Another guy is former Coast Guard, and they're just good brothers in the Lord. They had seen what was going on with me getting this beat down from both angles, and they had pushed through the crowd to try to help me. So they actually ran up on the steps now, too, right? So there's three of us, three men standing on the top step in between the riot patrol officers or the Capitol Police and the Antifa ilk. And these demonic freaks out there. And all of a sudden, it's just the three of us standing up there. Somebody yells out from the crowd, "In whose name do you come?" Which, Aoff, who says that, right? Like, who asking right. whose name do you come?
Right.
Other than Legion or some other principality, right? Like, who says in whose name do you come? And the other brother that I was out there with, his name is Paul. He said, without any hesitation, he said, "I come in the name of Jesus Christ." And it was like a movie, like a sci-fi movie, where it looked like this shockwave hit the crowd. I'm not kidding. I'm not being sensational. I asked some bystanders if they saw that, because I'm like, is that my imagination or did I see that? But it literally looked like a shockwave went out, and it took everybody aback for just a few seconds, and it was dead quiet, like strange, right? It was total chaos, riotousness. And when he said, however he said it, "Come in the name of Jesus Christ," it was like boom, and the shockwave came out, and everybody was quiet for about, you know, a stillness of seconds. And then all of a sudden it was like they shook it off, like they shook off whatever just hit them, and they started surging again. And when they surged again, that's when I looked and I saw that incident commander talk on his radio. You see the riot control police listen in their earpiece. And they basically parted the waves flood up into the Capitol building at that exact moment in time.
Folks, we'll get your phone call just in a second, I promise. We'll get to Chris and Daryl and all of you. But yeah, I want to share this very quickly. Some more Oath Keepers were found guilty of seditious conspiracy today, a day or so ago. And they're going to prison, of course, just as Stuart Rhodes and Kelly Meigs has already been sentenced to prison. This is all part of the plan. This was all part of the plan. And, of course, the news media lied and lied and lied. Like, that's what they do. They get paid for that. But America, my friends, there's no point in political movements. Forget it. Until we repent as a people, there is no hope for America. But the repentance must start in the church. And the church has no idea they did anything wrong, because law is not being preached. Grace is being preached. Love is being preached. But no more law. No more right. No more wrongs. All gray areas. It's cotton candy preaching, all fluff and no substance. It tastes good, but it'll kill you while you're eating it. Let's go to the phone. Like I said, let's start with Chris, Kentucky. Chris, come on in. I got a limit about 1 minute, please. Come on in, Chris, about 1 minute.
Okay, I'll make it really quick. Thank you, Jay. Yeah, this is totally a setup to tyranny and control. They want to take this country down the globalists. You're absolutely right. Where are the churches taking a stand against this? They're not. Why do you support Amazon that pays you to go have an abortion? What is going? Where are the real preachers anymore? I agree with James so much on this. This is totally a setup, because people lay down to this, and they just think, well, you know, those Christians are this or no. You know what? We're the real backbone for morality. That's why families are being destroyed in this country. We got, like you said earlier, the drag queen story time and many other things going on in this country. They're so immoral. Christians are being attacked. Churches were shut down in 2020.
Christ, you know, is right now, Chris, right now, Christ is purging his floor. He's separating the wheat from chaff right now. Just like he said he's going to do. He's doing it right now. Very quickly, Chris, go ahead.
Let me add this too real quick, Pastor Butch, is when I got back from that whole incident, FBI showed up to my house and all that kind of stuff, you know, and of course not to any of the Antifa guys, but they came to my house and I'm praying through and I'm going, Lord, I don't understand what just happened out there. You know, like, I couldn't wrap my mind around what happened out there January 6th. It shocked my sensibilities, right? And I'm praying. I went and do a fast because I was so unnerved by it, especially when the FBI came to my house. And I said, Lord, what was that? And he goes, Ezekiel 14, Ezekiel 14, Ezekiel 14. I go, What in the world is in Ezekiel 14? Oh, you know, like, I have no clue what's in Ezekiel 14. Let me give you a quick synopsis. This is what it says, beginning in verse 12. The word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, if a country sins against me by being unfaithful, and I stretch out my hand against it to cut off its food supply and send famines upon it and kill its men and their animals, even if these three men... I'm not saying I'm like these three men. I'm just saying this is what the Lord told me. Even if these three men, Noah, Daniel, and Job, were in it, they could save only themselves by their righteousness, declares the sovereign Lord. And he goes on to say it three more times. When I bring an army against a nation to judge it because it's forsaken me, if these three men were in it, the Lord told me, you cannot intercede for this nation. Only you yourselves, you and those two other brothers up there. It was symbolic, the Lord showed me. It was before the whole nation. Everybody saw it. No matter what, even proclaiming the name of Jesus Christ, the judgment for America is certain and assured. There's no turning back. Even Amen. If these three men are in it, they cannot save it, but only they themselves Amen. Will be saved by their righteousness. And obviously, Amen. It's a righteousness that not of our own. It's a righteousness of Christ Jesus. So that was the summation of the whole event that to this day makes me weep and wail and mourn for the sins of the city and for the lawless deeds I see and hear in the city day and night, like Lot.
Amen.
Go ahead, brother.
Go ahead. Very quickly, Chris.
Yeah, I just want to say real quick, and let me get to the other caller. COVID is an abbreviation for Certification of Vaccine Identification, and there was somebody that researched that. It had a 666 code on it. What's that tell you, Butch? That's Amen. The mark of the beast that's coming.
I know that. Well, good call, Chris.
The micro tattoos that they want to roll out for COVID is the active ingredient in it is luciferase, and the patent is actually 060606. And what's interesting about the different vaccinations and the vaccination producers is they actually, through the micro dot and the nanotechnology, have an identifier in each vaccination that fuses to the people at a mitochondrial level where they are actually marked internally and they are now property of the vaccine companies. This gets into Revelation 18 and Mystery Babylon. They deceived the whole world with their pharmakia, and in them was found the slain of all the earth.
Amen.
So, there you go.
Amen. Daryl and PA, Daryl, come on in. You got about 1 minute. Come on in, sir.
Right. And I want to thank Pastor Jamie Walden so much for his great courage that he's shown, not only as a combat Marine veteran of Iraq, and I learned about him through Doug Thornton, whom he knows quite well, of America Vindicta, another fellow combat veteran of Iraq. But Pastor Jamie is involved with a very important ministry called FIGHT, F-I-G-H-T, with a period after each one of those, FIGHT. Ministries, and he is rescuing. That's a story in itself, and maybe Pastor Jamie can tell us a little bit about FIGHT Ministries and his great courage and the people he's trying to rescue there. And God bless you, Jamie, and thank you so much.
All right. Thanks,
Paul. You too, Pastor
Butch. Thank you. Thank you. I want to get two more phone calls on, then we're going to let him tell us about the FIGHT Ministry. Dino, you got about 3 seconds. Come on, sir.
Yeah, Jamie, what state do you live in, friend? I'm in Wisconsin.
Oh, I'm in Colorado, but I actually just moved here only a year ago from Iowa. So I'm originally from the Quad Cities.
Oh, wow!
So Illinois, Iowa.
Don't you have a son in Colorado?
I do. Yes, Colorado Springs. Yes.
Oh yeah, good thing. Yeah, because everything that's going on these days, we all agree. That the hard truth, people, is called hate speech.
Yes, yeah, it is.
And I'm not trying to cut down because you people were involved in wars, but we have been involved in 70 wars since 1969 that did this country.
Wow.
Yeah, look at Afghanistan, right, Jamie? How long have we been there?
We just got, just so-called, just supposedly pulled out. Dino, I hate to jump. I got to go. Get one more call very quick. Let's go to Bruce in Ohio. Bruce, you got about 30 seconds. Come on in, sir.
Hello, Pastor Butch and Jamie. Hello,
yes, sir.
Pastor Butch and Jamie. Yeah, the World Economic Forum is meeting in Davos, Switzerland this past week, and they say Americans must be stripped of their first American rights for their own good. That's freedom of speech and freedom of the press.
Right.
And they declare, They declare the United States will soon have hate speech laws to deal with information pollution. I think they're getting geared up for it. And Pope Francis made a speech last week that trying to evangelize somebody, convince them to become a Christian, is a pagan practice. And he warned against you trying to convert Jews to Christianity.
He did. But he's not the first pope to say that. Bruce, I got to jump, but thanks for the input. I appreciate it. Jamie, you got about 2.5 minutes left. Tell us about Fight Ministry.
Yeah, sure. Fight Ministries is a sister ministry of ours. It stands for Freeing Individuals from the Grasp of Human Trafficking. So it's fightministries.org. And I told you all at the beginning that I was a missionary in the Dominican Republic for a couple years. And one of the things that we were doing down there was assisting another family who I now run this camp with out here in Colorado, build out Fight Ministries, which is specifically geared towards the rehabilitation of child sex trafficking victims. And that's a whole deep story in itself. It's connected to all layers from Epstein Island and to DC and Hollywood and the crisis in Ukraine. Everything is interconnected. What that last caller was just saying about the hate speech, all of that is contained within the Defense of Marriage Act. Within that act is the nullification and the illegalization of the Bible as hate speech in every way, shape, or form. It's Amen. Embedded deep in that document through doublespeak language. And so what they are pronouncing at the World Economic Forum is absolutely going to happen. But all of this is a precursor. I'll leave the listeners with this. They can chew on it to a kinetic invasion by Russian and Chinese troops on the U.S.
mainland soil.
Period. There is a kinetic invasion. Every single aspect that you have seen since 2008 is an asymmetric warfare softening technique for a mainland invasion of the U.S. and occupation, and it's going down in real time.
Prophet, so I know that's a big
grenade
it's true.
The room as we're wrapping up, but maybe we can talk about it another time.
We'll have to. And how can folks contact you?
Yeah, they can reach me at omegadynamics.org. And obviously, Omega Dynamics, that's the powerful and effectual actions of the redeemed of the Lord at the end of all things, our Omega Dynamics. We have a good mission set in Christ Jesus. We have been told in Daniel 11:32 that those who know their God will be strong and they will go forth and do daring feats of valor. They will. And those who know their God will turn many back to righteousness, Daniel 12. So we have this very unique mission set. And if we miss it because we're hung up on all these other minutiae, we are going to miss being what we've been foreknown for in this generation. It's a good mission set.
Amen. Do you have an email people can contact you on, or no? You just want to give it that, go to the website.
Yeah, they can do it through the website. It'll prompt them.
Then I'll be in touch. I may call you after go off the air sack for a little bit, Jamie. We'll have to have you on again sometime. Talk some more with you. This has been a wonderful broadcast. Thank you for joining us tonight.
Thank you, brother. Thanks for having me on.
I'll be talking to you. Folks, we love you. And by tomorrow night, we're going to see you, Dr. Molly James, another interesting guest coming on. Have a great night and stand for Christ no matter what the cost. It'll be worth it. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.